lock back on when we were done.
What was that, huh?
Yeah, you gotta see this tool to get the plug out of the cover so you can take the cover off and yank the meter.
What is that, only on commercial buildings or on everything?
It could be commercial. My electrical meters in this building are very, very old, and I upgraded the panels and put circuit breakers in. Up until about 2 years ago, I had fuses here.
Fuses, huh? Are you jumping them out with the quarters? KQOL.
No, I wasn't doing that, Artie. unless I didn't want this building anymore.
Well, as long as you're there to keep an eye on it, it's okay. But second you leave, you make sure you take that fuse, makeshift fuse out.
I'm looking at the propagation map tonight. Got a little bit of yellow, nothing really big.
No VHF, UHF excitement. What about HF?
I didn't even look at it. I got no HF here, so why am I going to look at it?
I got 957D.
That's in my truck.
Yeah? You don't take the truck to work?
Once in a while, I throw my 10-meter hamstick on. I got a couple different hamsticks here. The 10-meter works on the, 10 and the other one.
You know, roger that. I didn't hear Chris on today. I was just ask him if he wanted to sell his 10-meter radio today. I was going to go pick it up, but he's not around. I guess he had other things to do today.
Matter of fact, last time I spoke to Chris was last night, I think. And I didn't hear him all day yesterday either, and there wasn't very many posts up on the page.
What page? Facebook?
Yeah, he's always on that.
I wouldn't know. I don't touch that thing.
82BR. The only reason I see it is because we have one with this 955 repeater. We got the After Midnight Club.
Is that what it is? After Midnight Club? That's funny. Yeah, we don't touch the Facebook or Twitter or any of that stuff.
Yeah, this is a closed page. You've got to be invited into the group so you get access to it. Not everybody can get into it.
There he is. I've even blocked the IP addresses to Facebook on my computer. router.
When it comes to that stuff, you're talking Greek to me.
Yeah, each web page has a number, and they have a range of numbers, or channels, per se, and my router's set up to block all the Facebook channels, so they don't come into my router ever.
Yeah, I was over on DNR before trying to find this truck driver guy that helped me out with the code plugs on both my radios before I learned how to do it. And N1OU, he did the same for him too. Went on North America and called him, but, he usually has his laptop up on his dashboard, a small one, whatever he's got, and he watches the board too when he's driving.
Roger that. What do you call it? Well, you have one of those smartphones? Do you check in Facebook with that? I'm just curious.
Nope. No smartphone for me. I've got a regular old-fashioned flip phone. My girlfriend was busting my chops at dinner yesterday about getting me a smartphone. I said, don't get it. I'm not going to use it.
You're not going to... If she gets it for you for a present, you're not going to use it?
Nope, I don't want a smartphone. I said if I need a new phone through Verizon, you'll get me one of the flip phones that they have.
It's good. You don't want to know why, because if you have the thing in your pocket and you accidentally In other words, if you don't lock the screen or whatever, it can accidentally dial. And I think that's a bad thing. What do you call it? Those touch-sensitive screens that can easily get pressed and things can happen.
82BOR. I use my phone for what it's supposed to be used for. I get a call, I make a call, and once in a blue moon, even on my flip phone, I'll send somebody a text message, but that's the extent of it.
Keep it as simple, huh? Texts and phone calls, that's it, nothing else. You're better off.
Sitting at the table eating, and her phone goes off, and she's checking it. An email. I said, can't you put that thing down till we finish eating?
Usually my one neighbor, she walks around with the thing. She just walks around with it. It's like, could be like 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning. She's walking around with her phone in her hand. It's nice, but, I mean, you don't need it, you know. I don't know. What do you call it? It's a nice thing, like if you want the weather or you want to have directions or, you know, look up a frequency, it's nice. But, I don't know, it's a secondary thing. You don't really need it, you know.
You're driving down the street today. It's bad enough that the people are riding down the street, talking on it, texting on it while they're driving. You got to watch out for the people, the pedestrians that just step off the curb in front of you because they're looking down at their phone.
That's right. Yeah, that could happen too.
Look at it this way, sausage's own. You know, if they want it, let them have it. I like my little flip phone. I can put it in my pocket. You don't even see it.
I think cell phone jammers should be allowed. This way you can put it in your car and then people will be paying attention to in other words, you'd be protecting yourself, you know what I mean? This way people will be paying attention around you.
When Double D gets out of jail, maybe he'll take up cell phone jamming, because he ain't going to be able to do it on ham radio anymore.
There you go.
Checking. I pre-ordered one of these MD-9600s, and they're not available yet.
219?
Yeah, from buy2wayradio.com.
Roger that. Yeah, they're in Carolina. Usually they ship like two days. They, or, you know, within 1 or 2 days, you have it. K2OL.
I told you I talked to one of the reps down there, and his biggest beef with Typera right now is he says, why don't you just make this radio to use the 380 code plug? You'd probably sell a lot more.
Yeah, well, it probably has its own, you know, memory maps and different features, and, you know, maybe that's why.
I just think it's the mobile version of the 380. That's the way I'm looking at it. Just like the Cobra 140 was a mobile version of the 142.
I love that radio, the 142. I had fun with that. That was a good radio.
Told you, the last one I ever had in my presence that I worked on was Wolfman's.
Man Jack, huh?
I just called himself Wolfman. He was in Kearney.
That's funny. What if he was ever a radio guy, you know, on the air or anything? Or if he just, he was a 50s, 60s kind of guy. Who knows?
Chris remembers him from the 11 meter days.
Hey, that's funny, huh? What do you call it? Did you ever go to a Bar Systems in Lyndhurst?
Huh. That's where I got the information for converting my 2510, and I bought the last original antenna specialist, M400 Stardust from him.
I wonder where Dan, what was his name? Don, I think. I wonder where Don is now.
Chris knows, I forget. I think his name was Don. I can't be sure of that, but yeah, he wasn't far. I could make that from my girlfriend's house in about not even 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's about the same amount of time from here to there. Orient Way he was on.
Oh, he was, and he was on Stuyvesant Avenue.
Is that what it was? It was Stuyvesant? Or maybe it was off Orient Way. But, I still have the business card downstairs. Bar Systems.
Still have the paperwork at home that he gave me on the 2510 mod, and that's got to be 25, 30 years ago.
But I was there trying to get him to trade whatever I had for the Lincoln. He had a Lincoln, and under the glass, I was like, I so want that radio.
I have a Sam's photo fact book at home that covers the Cobra 148. You cannot find that Sam's photo fact anywhere unless you're going to pay somebody to print it and send it to you. Even on eBay, you can't find that CB. I forget what CB Sam's photo fact it was, but I still have one.
148. A lot of people have that radio. That was a common radio, wasn't it?
82 BOR, but the best one was made in Malaysia.
Why, what are you talking about? It was the DX version or whatever? K2OL.
Oh, it was a 148, but it was made in Malaysia. Then the later ones are made in Taiwan.
That was the difference. Better finals?
Better quality, yeah. Everything was better about the Malaysia version. We got another guy on ham radio that's trying to get rid of two of them. I think one works and one does not.
Uh-oh.
Probably got bad capacitors in it. That's usually what happens to those radios.
Yeah. You have to sit there all day and change the capacitors.
Did it to my Cobra 2000.
But you sold it.
That was after I got hit by lightning and I wanted the money to buy my 857, so I sold every single CB radio, 2148s. I had a Tram Diamond 60. I had a bunch of stuff. I sold the Copper Electronics version of the 2995. I wanted to buy the 857, so I sold everything off that I owned from 11 beers.
Yeah. What do you call it? Yeah, those days have gone and passed, I guess. What do you call it? Unless you're on a 38 sideband. Those guys, I don't think they'll ever leave. They're there permanently.
The only CB radio I have left is a help unit. That little thing that came in the box with the magnetic antenna and the unit and the plug that went to the power outlet. In those days, a cigarette lighter.
The antenna that came with that was a joke. If you hooked it up to a regular antenna, it didn't work too bad, I guess. But the antenna that came with was horrible. You might as well have just thrown it off a bridge.
The reason we bought this unit was my girlfriend's parents had a brand new car and they didn't want to start putting a radio in it. We were going down to North Carolina, meet her and her father to visit his brother. And I just wanted something for the, you know, for the ride. And most of the time I just had Channel 19 on listening to the truckers. I was actually riding between a couple truckers one day and they were barreling up the road. The state trooper wouldn't even know that I was between the trucks.
There you go. What do you call it? You had a radar shield.
You know, matter of fact, when I go to her house this morning, I'm going to grab that unit out of the garage. I'm going to bring it down here this morning and see if it still works.
See if you hear any truckers.
I can go outside in my truck and do that. I've got channel 19 programmed into the 857.
Do you ever hear any truckers?
Every time I put it on, I don't hear anything. I don't know.
Maybe it's just my radio or location.
Forget, I'm overlooking the turnpike here. I hear them all the time.
By Route 3, we used to have truckers all the time. Not anymore.
A lot of times they go above and below the band now.
What they do? K2OL. Yeah, but they should stay on 19, because that's where all the truckers belong. So they could tell each other, you know, where Smokey is.
Yeah, some of those guys have got some big radios and amps in their truck.
It's only good if everybody talks to each other, though, you know? If they're all on different channels, and what fun is it?
Go down
to, like, the trucker network. It was a good system.
Boy, some of them guys down there are so overmodulated, it's unbelievable.
I like it that way. They got their Roger Beats and noise toys.
Yeah, I got to ask this guy what he's doing with those 148s. He said he wants to sell them off. I didn't ask him when he was here how much he wanted for them.
He wants them, probably wants a mint for them. K2OL.
Yeah, I sold the two of them. Both of them had the channels, clarifiers, done, all that goodies.
They should make those old radios like that. They should make them classics, you know. Most of the radios they make nowadays are just cheap garbage, you know.
82BOR. They did have a newer 148, but the microphone plug was on the front face. They're junk. You got to get the ones with the microphone plug on the side of the radio.
Yeah, why is that?
They're a better radio.
Yeah. See, they don't make anything good anymore. Everything's made like cheap quality. Cheap quality, all it is. I wish they would at least make a DIN size CB. If you want a DIN size CB, you have to get it from the UK. They're still big at the CB over there. Not over here, but over there.
I don't even know if Cobra's making a 148 anymore. I know they were making the 29s, but I don't even know if they make a new 148.
And a 29 with weather channels on it. And I took it out one day, right? She turned it on and the meter was stuck. I'm like, we used this thing like 3 times. I'm like, I didn't get my money's worth out of it. I got pissed off and threw it in the garbage.
There's a guy on eBay who's selling a recap kit for the 148, whether it was made in Taiwan or the Philippines. Nothing about Malaysia.
Yeah, I don't think they make the 148 or the 142 or any of those good CBs anymore. It's all like, you know, cheap. You know, they don't want people to talk to each other, radios.
KD2BOR, the guy is actually selling the kit. It's in Jersey City.
Yeah, that's DNR. He sells those.
Who is he?
K2DNR, he sells those CB kits.
Hey, he's got a different seller's name up on the board.
That's the protective's identity. There you go. What do you call it? I don't know. You go down to Georgia, there's lots of people on the CB. I had my scanner on the CB channels down there. There was plenty of action.
Yeah, CB is a dying thing around here. I don't know what happened, but once in a while I go there and listen.
Happened. Cell phones happened. Internet happened. CB was yesterday's internet, where everybody hung out. And the kids nowadays, they don't want to do anything. They just want to play with their PlayStations and cell phones and tablets.
Yeah, I'm looking around on the internet to see if anybody's selling the 148 yet. I can't find anything. They might still make it, but I haven't seen one in a while.
My little cousin, she wanted a walkie-talkies for Christmas. I was thinking about getting her some Beofangs. Programmer for the FRS channels.
Yeah, I'm on Copper Electronics right now. Yep, 148 GTL, front panel, 4-pin mic. You know it's a junk, because the older 148s used to be a 5-pin.
What is it, a 4-pin mic?
Yep, that's what it says, $139.99.
It's about what it used to cost, yeah. I wonder if the meter sticks on those.
I never had a problem with that on my old ones.
Never had a problem with any of my CBs, even the crappy ones I bought at the Hamfest. The only one I had a problem with was that one I bought brand new. The one I bought from... Actually, everything I bought from Advanced Specialties has screwed up in one way or another. I don't think I'm going to go there anymore.
I bought one thing from Dragon Breath, and that was my Anley 300, my dual band antenna that's on the roof here.
I think he gets, you know what that is? It's like stock from, you know, that some other store, maybe it's something wrong with it kind of thing. Sells it for cheaper, or sells it for the same price, but it's junky equipment. I don't know. Seems like the kind of guy to do something like that. I don't know. It's also overpriced.
I've had good luck with this Anley. I got no problems with it at all. It works good. The SWR is good on it. The first time I ever heard of it was when he was selling it. Price factor wasn't bad, so I bought one.
I have an Anley for the truck.
Another guy out in New York, I think you spoke to him, cannot remember his call sign, but he's got an Anley 1000 on his roof. That's the bigger version of mine.
There you go. What's the difference?
I think the dB gain.
Do that. The 1000, what is that, like 50 feet long? It's probably like the monster antenna.
Pulling up this site right now.
You oh well.
KD2BOR, I got it up now. The antenna I got is 11 feet tall. 6 and 8.5 on 440. The A1000 is 8.5 on 2 and 11.8 on 440. The 1000 is 17.5 feet tall.
That's a monster.
Yeah, it's like an Antron.
Joe.
Yeah, I paid $1.30 for my antenna. The 1000's $1.80.
You know what I should do? I should get another chimney strap and put an Antron 99 on the other side of it. What do you think?
That's up to you if you're going to get a 10 meter radio or an 11 meter radio.
Yeah. Nothing's going on UHF, VHF. There's always 10, 11, and 10.5 meters.
Yeah, he sells the new Cobra 29 in his CB
bought it. That's where I had problems. I probably bought it from Copper. I would have had no problems with it, probably. I'm like, yeah, well, let's set up the CB. Turn it on, freaking meter stuck in the middle. I'm like, oh, freaking great. It just broke. I'm like, what the heck? You know, I was trying to move it around and stuff. Nah, that's just the little wire broke inside. The spring.
Before I look at some of his prices on amateur radio equipment, like the FP2900 75 watt version, he wants $215 for it.
Smoking some crack.
Right now.
Somebody's trying to contact you. Go ahead, other station.
W2TU.
Hey, Chris. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Just woke up in my chair.
Oh, yeah. We were just wondering where you've been. I didn't hear much from you yesterday. I guess you've been a little busy. How's the wife doing?
Wife is doing good. She went up to the diner. Had a little dinner up at the diner. Came home, fell asleep in his chair, and I just woke up. Looked over and see turn the volume up.
Well, I guess you were tired, which is to be expected. Why don't you pick it up with Artie? I'm going to move out to the mobile. 82 BOR.
All righty.
Doing it good?
No. I know I fell asleep around 9 o'clock in my chair, and here I am.
A.M. or 9 p.m.?
Sometime during Gordon's net last night.
Wow. For you, that's what happened.
Repeat?
Did he bore you to death? What happened?
No, I don't know. Fell asleep.
Roger that. K2OL. I was on last night talking about the net, after the net, for about 4 hours. I watched like 4 episodes of Impractical Jokers. Came back, and he was still talking about it.
Yeah, I watched a couple of those.
I watch it once in a while. It's hilarious, man. Those guys do some stupid crap to each other.
Too many bad memories watching that.
Okay. And run my town.
What happened?
They got hit and run over in my town. To action today. Had a guy throwing up blood. Had a guy on the train tracks trying to kill himself over in Nutley. All kinds of crazy crap going on today.
Really? Wow.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby. K2OL. The radio on Bank A, I got it set up as a scanner, and it like really whips, man. I'm telling you, I got the alpha tags going on everything. Putting all the alpha tags in. It's nice, not too bad. It's a lot easier if I could program this thing with Chirp, but what are you gonna do?
They have a Chirp program for that?
No, he says he's looking for a donation radio. I might email him and send him an Amazon radio, and then when he's done, we can send it back. And if they don't take it back, I'll put another 2730 in my truck and leave this one in the house. I love this radio. I would definitely get another one. But so if he gets a donation radio, he'll read the data. And then when he's done with that, we'll send it back. What do you call it? Be a lot faster with Chirp.
Saturday morning, I got the VE session down at Fairlawn.
Joe. Alpine's dead, man. I chased them all away.
They are a fickle group, I will say that.
What do you mean by fickle group?
Well, I get on there sometimes and I deliberately talk about something completely opposite of what everybody wants to talk about just to see their reaction.
Oh, yeah? And what happens?
What do you want to talk about?
Say what?
They don't know what to talk about. It's like they're all, you know, they're all climbing the king of the mountain, you know. You know. Calm down. You know. How's the weather outside?
So they're not talking about HF or DMR. They're lost. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Kid out there, where is he? Out in Totowa. You know, arguing with you that you don't know what you're talking about with computers. I was just ready to tell a kid, why don't you go drop a ball?
Where was he? In Totowa?
Yeah, I forget his call. He's out there, he's trying to tell me about computers. I felt like saying, okay, alright, calm down. Jump out of the crib.
Oh, he wanted to be right, kind of thing.
Yeah. He was like, I was on the one night. He kept telling you and me that he knew more about computers, and then he got on me again about it. So, you know. I think what I said to him. Oh, boy. I'll think about it.
You should bring him over here and tell him to fix something and see if he can do it. To have him install Linux for me, see if he can do it.
I can get a newer version of Linux for $74. Go over to Micro Center, buy a refurb desktop, pull the Windows out, throw the Linux in it, and I'll never have to worry about a computer problem again.
Hey, what do you use? Ubuntu, or do you use Lime? What do you use?
I got a kernel 32 in it now.
Does it, is it plain Jane, or is it like, does it look like Windows? What?
No, it looks like Windows. Hold on, let me go turn my computer on.
KD2BOR.
Hey, go ahead, KQOL.
Just let you know I'm out here in the mobile.
You turn channel 19 on, see if we got any truckers out there? Or is it dead?
Now I'm on the 857, but I don't have the ham stick on here.
Come on, you gotta be a good Boy Scout. You gotta be prepared. You gotta have it set up.
I only put that on once in a while.
Oh man.
Probably the next time I put it on, it's on the way up to the Barra Ham Fest.
When is that again?
Oh, I forget. October 18th, October 8th, I don't remember.
Wow. Man, that's a while off, huh? What do you call it? Are you going to go sell or are you going to go buy?
Not selling. I got nothing to sell. Don't know if I'm buying. Depends on what's there.
I always find weird things at Hamfest, like flashlights or car amplifiers or anything but a ham radio. I don't see enough transceivers or receivers at Hamfest. Lack of radios, man. Plenty of boat anchors. Lack of radios.
That's just it's a glorified flea market.
I know. They used to see, even CBs, and you don't even see them anymore. It's like, what the frick, you know? You used to see, like, a bunch of CBs, you know, some decent ones, and you'd see, you know, like, older radios. Now you don't really see that many, you know, floating around, decent price ones, everything. Everybody wants a mint for everything.
Well, I told you that one guy I know has got a couple 148s.
You know, but, you know, like going to a ham fest. I go out to one, like, in Pennsylvania or the one in Sussex, and then you see stuff. But, ones around here, you don't really see that many radios. I mean, unless you go to sell and you get there super, super early.
I'm always at the Barra super early. I've gotten there 6:45 in the morning.
I said, the guy goes, "You selling?" I said, "Yep." I parked my car and I just started walking.
They don't bother you. I was down at the Piscataway Hamfest 6:45 in the morning. Said I'm a buyer, paid my money, parked, and walked in.
That's good. What do you call it? They weren't like, you can't come in, you said too early.
KD2BOR, you'd be surprised how many people that were there before I got there.
Oh, that's true, that's true. K2OL.
Vista Cataway was a little different than Barra. You know, you didn't see the same people except for KJI or Harry. Otherwise, you didn't have. I don't even know if the guy was there that sells all the connectors and takes a year and a day to set up at the Barra.
A year and a day. I missed that one guy with the. He had this big honking commercial truck, and he had a ramp, and then he had all like oscilloscopes and function generators and you know any kind of something you'd have on your bench. You'd have everything there. I don't see that guy anymore.
I've been to about 4 Barra Hamfests already. There's one guy that's there. I think he pays his money for nothing. Every time I look at his table, he's got the same stuff on it.
Yeah, it's always the same stuff.
I look at it this way. It's a day to get the heck out of Kearney.
That's it. It's a day out.
All right, I'm at the girlfriend's house. Catch you later. Catch you later, Chris. Maybe I'll catch you during the day. KD2BOR Mobile.
All right, take care.
Yeah, ain't nobody on Alpine. They had a Dickie Mo out there before playing games. Maybe chased everybody away. Chris is falling asleep over there.
No, I'm not checking email right now.
No?
Love you too, Tia. Just checking my email.
Okay, why don't you then?
Alright, yeah, I got GNOME 3.26. That's my operating system over here.
Let me know if you can hear this.
Yeah, I do. Two beeps.
You can hear that, huh?
Yeah, you just sent an A and an I. The first one was an I. did it. And the A is a did-a.
Can't do Morse code on this thing. So I set up the bank. Now I have a bank button, but now I'm lacking my reverse button. What a bummer. What's the call sign for this repeater? Do you know, old fan?
K2FJ.
K2FJ, okay. There'd be a way to make a reverse button on this. That's a bummer. What a bummer. You lose one for the other. They'll pick up Ocean City. I have to put the PL in, otherwise they pick up Ocean City. Gotta put the decode in. Just like receiving Ocean City, like regular, like it's coming in like almost full bars. How easy is it to program your 7000 with the RT system software? Is it quick?
It takes longer to plug the cable in. I mean, it's nice, you know, it gives you a full graph. You just put in the frequency, like 146.955. You press enter, it automatically does the offset. Then you scroll over, put the name in, scroll over, put the tone in, and then you go to the next one.
Does it have a, like, repeater book? You know, you could look up, like, this repeater, and it'll just, you could just stuff it right into memory channel 1, like that?
There is a secondary program that you can use that costs you additional money that would then pull from, I forget which, hold on a minute, I can look it up.
You have to have the RT system software, or that works by itself?
No, you do have to have the RT system.
Okay, so this works in conjunction with that. K2OL. You just have to, hopefully they both work on Windows 10. Hopefully.
Yeah, my programs work with Windows 10.
So that works. And what's the name of the other thing?
What is that, 2730? W2TU. K2OOL.
Yeah, what do you say?
Oh. The secondary. If you go... Go to RT Systems, scroll down, it's called Travel Plus for Repeaters. That's an additional $32. But, one thing that's nice about it is use integrated maps repeater data within your Travel Plus to locate repeaters along with a travel route. Okay? And then create your radio program file with only 4 mouse clicks.
Making it easier every minute.
I thought about it, you know. It would have been nice, like, you know, going down to Wildwood, you know, and you just click your route and it will automatically program the radio, I guess.
Exactly, because how would you know what... How would you know what repeaters are in Wildwood? You could just do 4 mouse clicks and whammo. All depends upon how custom you want to get. Yeah, I don't know why that guy. I know why. But the chirp would be good because it's free. I'm cheap. Such a cheapskate, right? 50, 60, 70, be like 70, 80 bucks. Radio comes with programming software. You just have to buy the cable or make one. I think I'm going to try making one.
That's right. You want to hear something really funny?
What happened?
W2TU. I bought the program and cable, the UV-82 and the UV-5R, okay? Now I just ordered one cable, and then I ordered, you know, the discs for the two different radios. And they sent me the two cables and the discs. You know, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I don't know where I put it. I lost them.
You lost the cables? Oh, crap.
No, I lost the box that has the discs and the cables. So, both CDs for the UV-82 and the UV-5R, and two cables. Gone.
Oh, man. That's beat.
It's not like it came in a small box, you know. It's a box about twice the size of two discs, and it's almost an inch, you know, thick. It's a pretty big box.
I thought I lost the camera. I'm like, somebody came in here and took a camera. And then it was just downstairs on the desk. It was buried. Couldn't find it. It was like, took me like 4 months to find it.
Well, I had the Chirp program, and I did get it to work for the UV-82. Radiolog? I forget what program. It programmed everything. I mean, like, it just programmed mad goober stuff into the radio, 2 meter and 440. I had, like, stuff I didn't even know.
I never heard that term. It's got mad goober stuff. K2OL. You gotta, what do you call it? What's it doing? It was just shooting different frequencies in there at random, or you just ended up with channels you just didn't recognize?
Well, it gave me, like, three, 146.955, you know, it gave me Alpine, Lakewood, and then it gave me something completely different, you know.
Maybe it was doing, like, Pennsylvania and New Jersey and New York or something.
Yeah, whatever repeater book had, you know.
Yeah, repeater book has lots and lots of repeaters. I had that UV-8R that, like, Terry has. I filled that thing up with that thing. I couldn't even... I had every repeater in New Jersey and New York in there. I'm like, man, I'm turning a knob, and I'm like, you know, it's going to take forever for me to find stuff in this thing. I did have every repeater there is, though. Will I ever go to Lakewood? Probably not.
What the hell is that?
You should keep all your wires and stuff in one cabinet so you know where it all is. That's what I do, so I can find everything. Otherwise, it'd be MIA.
No, I know exactly what happened, but I just will never prove it. You know, the wife or a kid came in here and threw something out on me.
You think she knocked it in the garbage on purpose or accidentally?
I don't know. Who knows?
You know what would probably happen? You buy a new one and then it'll show up by itself. They'd be like, ah, crap.
Yeah, I've done that already.
Don't piss me off. I ordered scanner software, and I went to get it for Terry, because I don't have that scanner anymore. And I emailed the guy, and I said, this is my credit card, and I ordered from you, and I need my key. And he wanted another $50. I'm like, screw you, pal. I'm like, see if I ever order any freaking software from you again, jerk. I'm like, what the heck, man? other time I asked him for my keys, he would give it to me for nothing. Because I bought it already. Why should I have to pay twice? Wasn't very happy about that. Because he spent like $70 for stupid scanner software. And then you got to spend another $15 to get your key back because you lost it or your computer crashed. Hey, you know, come on, be reasonable. Maybe I had too many people emailing him and bothering him, I don't know. We got ticked off. I was talking last night, and it got really late, and Terry came on out of nowhere. I'm like, where the heck did you come from? It's like 3 in the morning. I'm like, wow, that's weird. I didn't expect you to show up. Because I was listening the whole time. I just didn't want to pick the microphone up. Oops. I got to switch my headlights in the truck. I have HIDs now, but when you turn them on, it destroys the FM stereo reception. So I'm thinking, switch it to LED.
Yeah. That's a project I gotta do. I got all the new headlights for mine.
Go with those LED bulbs. Those are good. They're bright and they look good without that stupid ballast that makes noise in your radio. It's like kind of like a digital hash kind of sound, like shh, you know. Turn the fog lights on and I'm losing a station. I turn them off and then it comes back. I'm like, oh crap, man, this is tearing up my radio. That's no damn good. You know what's probably funny? In my car, I had problems with reception in there. Maybe that was the HIDs in the stupid car. Oh, there was so many freaking antennas I went through in that stupid car. Yeah, I sold that to my cousin. So far, he had to put tie rod ends and a radiator in it. I'm like, are you kidding me? Doesn't even have 100,000 miles on it. For what car? The Dodge Charger. He freaking, if he had to put tie rod ends and the tires, I put tires on it. Then he had to put tires on it. And then he had to buy a radiator because it started leaking out of nowhere. I'm like, God, man, hold on to that.
Those Dodge Chargers are horrible for their front end. We have a detective package sitting in the parking lot at work. Nobody wants to drive it.
I'll never buy another one of those things. Never, ever, ever buy a Dodge ever again. The only thing I might buy is this 1975 Dodge D100 pickup truck, but so all those have gone rusted out and probably are in a junk heap someplace.
Kit. It comes with everything you need. $80.
What kind of kit is it?
New headlights, but it's got the new prismatic, you know, it's multi-angled rear reflector.
There you go, give it a go. K2OOL. Buy it on Amazon, this way if it sucks you can return it. Well, my radio wire, right, the freaking fuse started melting, so those little radios that I had, those B-Tech, not B-Tech, Luton, there might not have been anything wrong with them.
W2TU. Would you have it hooked directly to the battery?
I had it in here, but I had it hooked up to my power supply, and I had gold-plated connectors, and I had it soldered on, and I had it good and tight, but there was two fuses. One for power red and one for power black. And the one for power black, the fuse holder, you know, the little clip that holds the fuse in there, was arcing. Or is it like not making a good connection? and it burned a hole into the freaking fuse holder. And, like I said, more than likely, there was nothing wrong with that radio. So, that little $59 Luton, I guess, is okay. Start cutting out one day, and I'm like, this is bull crap. So I changed the wire, and then I looked at the wire, and I'm like, what the heck's wrong with it? Oh, the fuse is all melted. I'm like, oh, that's nice. So I changed the wire. Now I have the ICOM wire on there that came with the radio.
Yeah, the wires are less than desirable on those radios. I changed out all the wires on the TYGs over here.
Yeah. Well, it was from a Kenwood, you know, that's long gone, that wire. So it's old. So now I got a brand new wire, and now it seems to work a lot better now. My Sirius transmitter up on the air conditioner. Right? Clock radio in the bathroom is on. When I turn sideways on the floor, the clock radio buzzes. When I lay flat, it's fine. How the heck, me being on the floor, how am I interfering with the signal? I guess I am somehow. Radio weird. K2OL. But you can't see radio waves, but you can't. You can't, and you never will. Because there'll never be a way to see a radio wave. So, begins another day of Driscoll Food Trucking.
Driscoll Food Trucking.
Yeah, we got Driscoll Foods down the street. They provide food delivery service for like pizza stores and, you know, restaurants and stuff. And they deliver the spaghetti sauce and stuff like that. And they start at like at 3 in the morning, and they fly down the road like they're maniacs. This road is older than crap. So when they fly past the house moves. I'm up on the second floor, and this makes my floor move. So you can imagine what's wrong with the road. One day I'll be looking out the window, and I'll go outside, and there'll be a truck down in a hole someplace.
It's like almost in the intersection. I live on a corner. You know, two residential streets. I came home one day, and the guys were doing a sewer job there. So I said, when you put the lid back on, make sure you put it on so that it, when the car is hit, it clunks. And they're like, what? I said, yeah, you go spin it, you know, so that it makes noise. And I told them that it's funny, you know, that it annoys the old neighbors, and they did. So every once in a while, I hear a car hit it, and it goes clink, clink.
They hit it just right?
Yeah. The guy's like, I had to explain to him the humor of it.
K2OL. How's your friendly neighbor with the Pelicans or whatever they got in the